Good morning. It's a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She's the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Mexican Radio, a well-known restaurant that used to be in Hudson and in Schenectady, has now put their Schenectady building up for sale.
That's right. And this comes 6 years after its much-anticipated opening of the restaurant. The owners have put the real estate at 325 State Street in Schenectady up for sale for $2.95 million. The building is huge. It's three stories and almost 28,000 square feet. The property for sale includes the furnishings and fixtures for the restaurant, bar, and banquet room, two complete kitchens, a prep kitchen, and offices and apartment on the third floor. There's also lease income from a Verizon antenna that's on the roof. If the property is sold, it's unclear right now if the owners would lease back the building and continue running the restaurant. The property listing comes obviously in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic that has badly hurt many restaurants and others in the hospitality industry. It's been a little more than a year since Mexican Radio's owners closed their Hudson location, and the Manhattan location of Mexican Radio closed in 2017 due to rising rent, wages, and the overall cost of doing business.
From there, let's talk about a Troy company's antimicrobial LEDs. Explain.
Yes, so Troy-based Vital VO, which has recently rebranded to Vive, has a technology that uses LED lights to kill bacteria and germs. The antimicrobial lights will now be installed in bathrooms on some Delta Airlines planes beginning in mid-November through early 2021. The lights will go above sinks and countertops. Unlike UV light, the light produced by these LEDs is safe for humans. Vive partners with other companies to incorporate its technology into their products. CEO and founder of the company, Colleen Costello, said with the global spotlight on germ control with the pandemic, the company has been able to get into a variety of different industries that are now seeking to step up how they address germs. The MTA in New York City recently announced that Vive was one of eight finalists selected for the COVID-19 Response Challenge, which was a global competition for tech companies to pitch ways to increase public transit safety during the pandemic. Vive's product was selected to be installed in the New Jersey transit trains for 8 weeks, and then after that, it may be offered a one-year pilot to expand the use of its product.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Fridays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.